नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 9। देर इज अ ब्रीफ समरी, सो आई जस्ट रीड दैट एंड देन वी विल रीड द श्लोक। चैप्टर 9, द लॉर्ड इनकार्नेट्स एज मोहिनी मूर्ति। This chapter describes how the demons, being enchanted by the beauty of the Mohini form, agreed to hand over the container of nectar to Mohini Devi, who tactfully delivered it to the demigods. When the demons got possession of the container of nectar, an extraordinarily beautiful young woman appeared before them. All the demons became captivated by the young woman's beauty and became attached to her. Now, because the demons were fighting among themselves to possess the nectar, they selected this beautiful woman as a mediator to settle their quarrel. Taking advantage of their weakness in this regard, Mohini, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, got the demons to promise that whatever decision she might give, they would not refuse to accept it. When the demons made this promise, the beautiful woman, Mohini Murthy, had the demigods and demons sit in different lines so that she could distribute the nectar. She knew that the demons were quite unfit to drink the nectar. Therefore, by cheating them, she distributed all the nectar to the demigods. When the demons saw this cheating of Mohini Murthy, they remained silent. But one demon named Rahu dressed himself like a demigod and sat down in the line of the demigods. He sat beside the sun and the moon. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead understood how Rahu was cheating, he immediately cut off the demon's head. Rahu, however, had already tasted the nectar, and therefore, although his head was severed, he remained alive. After the demigods finished drinking the nectar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumed his own form. Shukadeva Goswami ends this chapter by describing how powerful is the chanting of the holy names, pastimes and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we'll read the verse. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha. Te Anyonyato Sura Patram. Harantas Tyakta Saurta. Kshipanto dasyu dharmana ayantim dadrushu striyam. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, thereafter the demons became inimical towards one another. Throwing and snatching the container of nectar, they gave up their friendly relationship. Meanwhile, they saw a very beautiful young woman coming forward toward them. There is no purport, so I will read text 2 and text 3. Text 2. Aho rupam aho dhama, aho asya navam vaya, iti te tam abhidrutya, prapachur jata ruchaya. Translation. Upon seeing the beautiful woman, the demon said, alas, how wonderful is her beauty, how wonderful the luster of her body, and how wonderful the beauty of her youthful age. Speaking in this way, they quickly approached her, full of lusty desires to enjoy her, and began to inquire from her in many ways. Text 3. Katvam kancha palakshakshi kutova kim chikirashi kayasi vada vamoru manthantiva manansina. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O wonderful, beautiful girl, you have such nice eyes, resembling the petals of a lotus flower. Who are you? Where do you come from? What is your purpose in coming here? And to whom do you belong? O you whose thighs are extraordinarily beautiful, our minds are becoming agitated simply because of seeing you. Purport. The demons inquired from the wonderfully beautiful girl, to whom do you belong? A woman is supposed to belong to her father before her marriage, to her husband after her marriage, and to her grown-up sons in her old age. In regard to this inquiry, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that the question to whom do you belong means whose daughter are you? Since the demons could understand the beautiful girl was still unmarried, every one of them desired to marry her. Thus they inquired, whose daughter are you? Om Ajnanati Mirandasya. Blessings of all the assembled devotees here to speak on this little difficult topic. Here we can see that this pastime of churning of milk ocean, it has been going on since last three chapters, we can see. And somebody can put on the fan. We can see that in this pastime, probably this pastime has such lasting impact on all humanity and to the rest of eternity. Because we can see that in this pastime, both demons and demigods, they agree to cooperate with each other for getting the nectar. And why they wanted nectar, first of all? Nectar amrut, by drinking which one can become immortal. So they didn't want to die in this mortal world. They wanted to remain eternal. And there are various methods given in the scriptures by which one can attain immortality. In the mortal world, if somebody tries to remain immortal, it is against going the laws of this mortal world, mortal nature. Because nobody can remain immortal in this mortal world. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshan. These are the four miseries which will affect all living entities. And even somebody may go to Brahma Loka also, but still that is also not permanent place. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. So from that place also one may fall down. But here in this pastime we can see that demigods and demons, they wanted to become immortal by drinking the nectar. And they were ready to undergo through so much of trouble. First of all, they came together and decided that we will have this truce. And who will take which side? First, the demons were given the side of tail. So they were not happy that they are given such inauspicious thing to hold. So Lord had already told demigods that you just agree, whatever demons they want, you just agree to their ideas. And then they exchange the sides. And then we can see that Vasuki, the serpent, was huge serpent. And there were all so many demigods and demons, they were churning that milk ocean. Then the Vasuki became quite tired actually, and it started fuming from his mouth. And all the demons, they got so much of heat, they got burned, they became blackish. Even the demigods also, they also got such a reaction. And to make things more interesting, Lord sent rains so that demigods, they feel cool during that time also. But still they were not ready to give up. And they were so eager that they wanted that nectar. And in the beginning came halahal, poison. So nobody wanted to take that. After churning, got so much of a poison in the beginning. And then they requested Lord Shiva to come and help in this situation. And Lord Shiva, being a very kind-hearted Vaishnava, he agreed. He drank the entire poison and he kept in his throat. And therefore he became famous as Neelakanta. Still today people call him Neelakanta because he kept that poison in his throat. Then another, after churning, then lot of other things also came. Surabhi Kao. So all the sages, they wanted, so they took that. Then horse came, then the demons said, no, we want something. So in this way, they were just capturing things. Okay, this product is there, so let me get it. Then later on, Lakshmi Devi came. And Lakshmi Devi is the goddess of fortune. And she always is there with Lord Narayan. And she knew that these are all unqualified people. They are not qualified. So she was married to Lord Narayan. And then afterwards, Dhanvantari came with the pot of nectar. He was strongly built. And he was, in fact, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Plenary incarnation. Portion of the plenary portion. And demigods were so much blinded. They could not see. That is the another unfortunate condition of the demons. That although the Lord was sitting on the top of the mountain as Ajit incarnation, Lord incarnated as Kurma Dev to hold such big huge mountain. He came as Dhanvantari with the pot of nectar. But still they could not see. That is their unfortunate condition. The Lord was there in front of them. But still they were so much blinded. They were thinking that, no, we are interested in nectar. We are not interested in anything else. So therefore so many blessings were coming in so many ways, but they could not appreciate that. They were just interested in getting the nectar somehow. And once that pot of nectar came, then they lost control over them. They really became mad after that. And they snatched away that pot of nectar from Dhanvantari. And Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport that it appears that the demons were powerful, that they could snatch away the pot of nectar from Dhanvantari. And we can see that it is so difficult for the demons to control, because they were so much eager to get. They had worked hard for so much time to churn the ocean. They had become black, and now this nectar has come. So here Srila Shukadeva Goswami explains that they gave up their friendly relationship. They could have easily shared amongst themselves, okay, now nectar has come, now we will share equally. But everyone was so much in the consciousness of me that I should become immortal, that they lost everything. They gave up friendly relationship with each other, and they just wanted to drink that nectar. And Lord knows how to resolve such situation. So many difficult situations, so many times have arisen in the history, and Lord knows how to exactly tackle this situation. And therefore, Lord took this wonderful form of Mohini Murti. And He just took the form of a young, beautiful woman and started approaching towards them. So, when the demons saw that form, they immediately became little sober. They were thinking that, oh, this young woman is there. So maybe she is also coming as a part of churning of the male question. So, and it looks that she is unmarried. And we are the best qualified people. Nobody is qualified. We are the only qualified people. And we should marry her. That is another demonic mentality. They think that I am the only qualified person and no one else can be more qualified. Just like in Mahabharata, there is a example that once Dronacharya was testing Pandavas and Kauravas. Kauravas, he told that Duryodhana, he told that you just find out who is the qualified person in the entire kingdom. And then he went search, and he was finding some fault in someone. Oh, this person is like this and that person is like that. He has such fault. And I am the most qualified person. And later he came and told Dronacharya that I can't see anyone qualified person. I am the most qualified. Then he sent Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he went and saw that, oh, I don't see any fault with anyone. Everyone is so nicely engaged into devotional service. They are doing their regular duties. And once he saw that, oh, there is someone, a person who is drawing the water from the well. And today is Ekadashi. How can he drink water? But later on he found that it is not for him. It is for his pet animal something. So then he came and said that, oh, I am so unqualified person that even I am trying to find faults with somebody who is doing a great service. So in this way, that differentiates where we stand actually. That if we have that type of mentality that I am the most qualified and other person has so many defects, that means we have the defect. The cataract is within our eye. We can't see properly because there is a cataract in our eye. Therefore, we see faults with others. So therefore, we have to remove that cataract from our eyes. Then we can see everything clearly. So therefore, in this case, these demons, they were so much captivated by the beauty of this young woman. And Lord took that form to delude them. Because the Lord, Supreme Lord, is all attractive. Whether he comes as small baby Krishna, or he comes as Mohini Murthy incarnation, or he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's all attractive. And he can attract his devotees. And those who see from the external, from the material point of view, they get deluded. They think that how this small child can lift Govardhan Hill? How can he kill so many demons? He may be having some mystic power or something. So they cannot understand Krishna in that way. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudoyam na bhijanati mame bhya param avyayam. Krishna says that I cover myself with my internal energy. I cover, therefore, naham prakasha, I do not manifest to everyone. Yoga maya samavrita, by my internal energy I cover. Mudoyam na bhijanati. And those are foolish people, those who are not qualified. They cannot understand that I am above everything. That is the verdict of Krishna. Krishna himself has to establish his supremacy in Bhagavad Gita, in this concise form of all the Vedic literatures. Krishna has given knowledge about himself. How you can see me in this material manifestation? In the 7th chapter, in the 9th chapter, 10th chapter, 11th chapter, Krishna has given so many ways how you can see me. I am there everywhere, but nobody can see me. Unless we tune our eyes to see Krishna's manifestation in his material creation, we cannot see Krishna. Sometimes people would challenge Srila Prabhupada that, where is God? Show me God. Srila Prabhupada would counteract by another argument that you cannot see God because you do not have qualification to see God. You do not have eyes to see God. God is there everywhere. But you don't have eyes to see God. And even if I tell that there is a God, still you cannot see. So that is the... That's how Lord can keep himself hidden. Although he is there. Everywhere. He is in the form of his deity form, murti form. But if somebody thinks that it is only a stone, then he will see only stone. But somebody sees that, oh, there is my worshipable Lord Gopinath. Then he will see Lord Gopinath standing in threefold bending form, playing on his flute, attracting all the devotees, giving his mercy. He can see in that way. But if somebody has other alternative motives, then he cannot see that. And we may try to see God. But unless Lord reveals, we cannot see. Krishna can see us from within and without. He can detect all our desires. What material desires we have. What is our intent of doing any service. He can detect everything. We may patch up. No, I am a very good devotee. I am very best. I am the best person. But Krishna knows. Therefore, it is said that in what purpose we do the things, that is important. It is not the externals. Sometimes we may get caught up in externals. Let me do something extra. Let me do some austerity. Something extra which will catch the attention of everyone. And still I will pose myself as a very nice, simple, humble devotee. But Krishna knows what is our intent. And what purpose we are doing those services. So therefore we have to develop that mood. That to humble mood. It is not to please our ego. But all our activities should be ultimately pleasing the Lord. Then it will become a pure devotional service. Then our interest is not important. Interest of Krishna is important. Then it will become pure devotional service. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that what is the difference between prem and kaam, lust and love. Atmendriya priti vancha tara boleka. Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare premana. Very eloquently, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami differentiates between our material motives and the real devotional service. Atmendriya priti vancha. When there is a desire to satisfy our own senses, Atmendriya priti vancha tara boleka. That is less. That is material. Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare premana. When there is desire to serve Krishna or to please Krishna, that is the our sincere desire. Then that is prem. And it is not so easy. Krishna will test everyone. In what purpose we are doing. There will be test. Everyone will be tested. And sometimes we may just fail at the first test. Oh, it is so difficult. I cannot practice Krishna conscious. Let me give it up. So therefore those who have some, they cannot understand Krishna's way of testing. Then they give up. Give up the process. And sometimes even after so many years also, devotees they give up the process. Because they think that Krishna is not so compassionate person. My desires are not fulfilled. And therefore, we may give up the process. Therefore, one has to be very careful that in all the aspects, in every time, we have to see the plan of Lord Krishna. That nothing happens without the sanction of the Lord. And therefore, even if there are great difficulties come, we should not give up the process of Krishna consciousness. Then ultimately one will go back home, back to Godhead. That is a price one has to pay. So here, then one can become really immortal. Not by just drinking the nectar. Here, we can see that these demons, they were so much eager. And they were ready to fight with each other to get the nectar. Ready to kill each other. That means what? They are dead. Finish. Again repeated birth and death. So where is the question of immortality? To become immortal, they were ready to kill each other. That is a fun. So they were so much infatuated by such thing. They had forgotten the total focus. What is our focus? We want to become immortal? Some or other. Beg, borrow, steal, but become immortal. That was their slogan. So, therefore they could not see. They were totally blinded. And Lord knows how to resolve such situation. So he came as a very attractive form he took. He knows exactly how to control such people. He took that form and came. And Mohini Murti, she came there. And because these demons had material desires, immediately their lusty desires came into their minds. Because they have this kind of desires. Because in Krishna book, another place, it is explained that Srila Prabhupada explains that the devotees of Lord Vishnu are not very wealthy. They are sometimes very poverty stricken. But the devotees of Lord Shiva, they seem to be quite well-to-do and materially opulent. So why this happens? Parikshit Maharaj asked this question to Shukadeva Goswami. And he explained that this is quite obvious. This is quite easy to understand. Because material desires, they have materially opulent means material desires. They are so much materially opulent, that means they have so many material desires. And materially totally lost or no material opulence, that means they don't have material desires. Of course, for the devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are nishkanchan or nishkam. They don't have any material desires. So obviously, they will not get any material opulence. So therefore, Krishna will put them into some materially poverty-stricken condition. And that is one sense, a blessing of the Lord. Krishna tells to Yudhishthira Maharaj that yasyam anugrannami harishya taddhanam shun. That is the special mercy of the Lord, that when I bestow special mercy upon someone, then I take away everything from them. And that only devotees can understand this, that Krishna is really merciful upon me. Therefore, he is taking all these unwanted things. So, therefore, they don't have any material desires. They want to get rid of all these material desires. But those who are demons, they want to increase their material desires. They want to become more materially opulent. And another place it is explained that what is the difference between demons and demigods? That it is explained that Vishnu Bhakta Smrita Deva Asurastad Viparya. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu are suras or the demigods. Asurastad Viparya. It is explained that apart from anyone else, they are demons. Their demonic mentality. That is the way scriptures bifurcates between the two. Who are the demons and who are the demigods? Demigods are one who are the devotees of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Bhakta Smrita Deva. Asuras Tadvipar. And even they may be devotees of demigods. Still, they are asuras. They are demonic mentality. So that is the difference. So therefore, here we can see that this form the Lord took just to delude them, just to delude the demons, because they had got this nectar and they were snatching from another, fighting with each other, and they were not ready to share with the demigods. So therefore, Lord took this as Mohini Murti incarnation. And how she deludes, we can see that. And they thought that she is unmarried. And she is ready to marry someone now. So they just went to inquire, oh, who you are, where do you come from, whose daughter are you. So they weren't, again their material desires arose. So, Lord sometimes takes such forms to misguide demons. And another instance also we can see that one time when another demon, Vrukasur, he also had such material desires. He wanted to get benediction from Lord Shiva. And why he wanted to get benediction? What type of benediction he wanted, first of all? That whoever heads he puts the hand, that person's head will be cracked. He will die immediately. That type of material desire, means such nasty desires he was cultivating. And for that purpose, he was ready to undergo so many austerities. He went to crematorium place and started cutting off his flesh, putting in the fire, and offering to Lord Shiva. And it was so ghastly, means it totally in the mode of ignorance, such kind of austerities. And he wanted to please Lord Shiva. And he was like going on and on, just cutting off different parts of body and flesh and putting in the fire. And he became so desperate that he was ready to cut his own throat. And Shiva, being very compassionate, he appeared in front of this Vrukasur. And he said that, stop, don't kill yourself. I will give what benediction you want. You have done so much austerities for me. So I have to give something to you. So then he asks, okay, you have now become pleased? Okay, give me this benediction. So Lord Shiva, he just gave the benediction. And once he got the benediction, he immediately wanted to put hand on the head of Lord Shiva. He forgot that that person has given benediction. I should not kill him. But he was ready to immediately kill that person who has given the benediction. And why? Because he wanted to enjoy with Parvati. So then Lord Shiva came in trouble. He understood that, oh, this is a very dangerous type of benediction I have given. So he started running. He ran here, there, and then ultimately reached to Lord Narayan. And he told that, Lord Narayan, he told, and he went and told that there is such kind of difficult calamity is coming, and please save me. And Lord knows how to exactly solve this situation. So he said that, don't worry, I will take care of this thing. You don't have to worry. And then he immediately took the form of a wonderful brahmachari boy. And he came in front of Vrukasur. Shiva was also there, and he just asked Vrukasur, oh, son of Shakuni, why you are running? Where are you going? I see that you look very tired. Please take care of your body. So when he told in this way, immediately he became pacified. He felt that, oh, he is calling me Shakuni Putra. He is related. He is relating to me. He is concerned about my body. He became little pacified. And then he started inquiring, why, what are you doing? Why you are running like this, and what type of benedictions you have got? And then he told that such and such things, and then he said that, oh, Lord Shiva has given benediction? I don't believe in Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva, he was cursed by Daksha. And when he was cursed by Daksha, he had to associate with all these ghosts and hobgoblins. I don't believe Lord Shiva can give such kind of benediction. His associates are ghostly. So I don't think such thing can happen. He is so powerful to give such kind of benediction. And then Lord, in this wonderful form, he deluded Vrukasur. He forgot that he had got benediction, such big benediction he had got. And then slowly he told that, okay, why don't you try upon yourself? So by that time he had become so much blinded, he forgot that, oh, if I put hand on my head will be cracked. He totally forgot that. And then he put hand on his own head. And then what happened? His head got cracked. And Vrukasura was dead. So, Lord knows how to resolve such difficult situation. And he comes in such attractive way, he deludes demons. So, that's how here the Lord took this wonderful form. And in this form, he came and deluded all these demons. And then what happened to demons? They would have immediately discarded Mohinimurti. No, no. We don't want to listen to you. We will just distribute among ourselves and you go away. They could have said. But Lord Krishna bewildered in the form of Mohinimurti. And then they just handed over the entire pot to Mohinimurti. They thought that, okay, this Mohinimurti will take care of everything. She will give nectar to all of us and demigods, and everyone will get proper share. We will share everything properly. So that was the power of the Lord. That's how the Lord, if he wants to delude someone, he can delude. If he wants to attract someone, he will attract. When he comes, devotees get attracted to his beautiful form of Shyam Sundar form, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana. Because they see with the eyes of devotion, they get attracted to the form of the Lord. But if somebody is having, somebody is not developed that vision, then the same form becomes very difficult, very cruel. That same form will look so cruel. Just like Lord Narsingadev. Lord Narsingadev, when he came, that form was very fearful to Hiranyakashipu. But that same form was very merciful to Prahlad Maharaj. He was so happily sitting in his lap, and Lord Narsingadev was giving benediction to Prahlad Maharaj. He immediately, very easily approached Lord Narsingadev. But Hiranyakashipu was just ready to fight. He was ready to kill. He was ready to fight with Lord Narsingadev. He forgot. Because he was so much covered over with his own anarthas that he could not see that wonderful form. And recently also, like Srila Prabhupada, whenever it comes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Srila Prabhupada tells that recently Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, just 500 years before. Why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came so quickly after Lord Krishna's disappearance? Even Lord Krishna came and he attracted many living entities. He gave the highest thing, actually, means the worship of gopis, how the gopis worship Lord Krishna, that he gave. But still, people could not follow that. They again were misinterpreting the Vedas. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came, because he knew that in Kali Yuga people are just like getting misdirected. They are not coming to the right path. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and his purpose was to give the mercy very freely. The highest thing, love of Godhead, which was not available in other ages, he came to give that very easily. And it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes once in a day of Brahmaji. Now, one day of Brahmachi is like something 432 billion years, something. Very big time span. But compared to that, 500 years is almost negligible. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that just recently, 500 years before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. And what was the purpose? He wanted to give mercy. He actually attracted so many living entities towards him. And in that way, they all got liberated. They achieved the highest perfection of their lives. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, they have given such wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his childhood, even after he took sannyas, that how Lord Chaitanya, he was attracting different living entities. And it is explained that that was the one form of revealing his supremacy. Sakshat, in his own form, when he was present, he attracted everyone. And whoever got attracted, whoever appreciated the beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they achieved the highest perfection of their lives. And it is explained that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he was going towards Vrindavan. In his ecstasy, he just was going towards Vrindavan. And he came toward Vidyanagar. In Bengal, there is a place, Vidyanagar, near Navadvip, 2.5 miles. And when the news came that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come there, so people, they wanted to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he himself was quite young that time, quite beautiful. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give his mercy in that way by attracting all the living entities. So all the people, they got attracted towards to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks. So they were just following him, and so many hundreds and thousands of people, they were just following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And wherever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked, wherever he put his lotus feet, they were just picking up dust from that place. And so much dust they were picking up from that place that it was becoming big, big holes, those places. Then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vidyanagar, he went to the house of brother of Saravam Bhattacharya, Vidya Vachaspati. And he knew that there are so many people there waiting outside. So it's very difficult to come out. So many people will just come to see. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in that house for almost 5 days. People were still eagerly waiting outside when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and give his darshan. Then somehow there secretly had to go to Kulia. And there was, in between, there was river Ganges was there. And when people knew that Lord has gone to Kulia, Navadvip, then they just jump in the river. And they just plucked any branch of the tree and just were, as a boat, they were just using that as a boat and just trying to cross river Ganges. And sometimes there were those people, those who had the boats, ferry boats. There were so many people jumping in that boat that the ferry boats were drowning. And sometimes people did not know how to swim, but still they jump in the water and they were swimming and trying to reach the other side. So much in madness of ecstasy, they wanted to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so attractive, he was attracting all these living entities. So that is the difference between seeing Lord from the material point of view, from the externals, and getting materially seeing in a material way, like in this Mohini incarnation, we can see that these demons, they wanted to, they were seeing externally. They were not seeing Mohini Murthy as the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord took such a form that they also got attracted in different way. And they were ready to sacrifice anything. Even sacrifice the pot of nectar in their hand. They gave up everything. So that is a difference. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that way, that was the one form how he attracted all the living entities. And there are many, many ways actually, in so many wonderful pastimes, he was attracting. So we can see that if we try to see the Lord through his material energy, then one may get deluded in this material world. But if one tries to see the Lord, seeing his material energy in connection with the Supreme Lord, it is connected with the Supreme Lord. One has to see the manifestation of Krishna in all his energies. Then one will not get deluded. One will see that it is the ultimately power of the Supreme Lord manifesting through different ways. Yad yad vipudimat sattvam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that whatever opulent you see in this material world, you can just imagine that this is a spark of my supreme splendor. It is just a small, tiny fragmental energy of the Supreme Lord. And that small energy is so powerful that it can delude the conditioned souls. Those who try to see, or those who try to enjoy that material energy, then they get totally deluded. But those who try to serve the Supreme Lord or utilize that material energy to serve the Supreme Lord, then they can remain unattached. They will not get entangled in this material world. So, in this connection also, Mohini Murthy was the form of a woman actually. Lord took that form. It was Lord's form. But if one sees, Srila Prabhupada also explains that if one sees in the material way, then one will feel to enjoy. Okay, this is a very wonderful form. This is for my enjoyment. A man may see a woman to enjoy, or a woman may see a man to enjoy in the material way. But little higher, if somebody comes little higher consciousness, then one will see that, they are respectable Matajis or respectable Vaishnavis. Or they will say that, he is a respectable Prabhuji. And the higher form, higher level is to say them as gopis of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. That is the highest way of seeing. So therefore, it depends upon our consciousness. We have to purify our consciousness to come to the higher and higher levels. And in that way, one will not get deluded by this material external energy. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions or comments? Sorry, I just overran the time. Someone has any question or comment? No question. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.